the balcony in the choir. We do like to greet our visitors. So if you're a visitor, please raise your hand so that we can make you comfortable. And any visitors on this side over here? Any on this side? Well, summer's coming. We'll have them, but I guess we don't have them today. You got one back there? Okay. Can't hear you. What? Joy. Joy Goin has been with us for years, and she used to sing in the choir, and she's been to Sacramento, and she's been a part of this church for how many years, Joy? A lot. She's going to move to Florida, be with her children, and Wednesday she's leaving, so this is her last Sunday. Joy, it's been a lovely thing to have you in our church. Thank you, Mary. All right, we'll go ahead with the...
I got one. Hang on a second.
You've got one.
Yeah. I am required by our Methodist way of doing things to point your attention into the announcements on the page where the calendar is, where it says May 6th. We need to officially set Pastor Francis's compensation package. And so after church next Sunday, I promise you it's only going to be 5 minutes because I'm in charge. And we're just going to say, do you? And you're going to raise your hand and say, yes, and it's going to be done. It's going to be that simple, okay? So right after church next Sunday, read that little paragraph and be prepared to stay right after the benediction, and we'll get that done. And then that way we'll be ready to write her a paycheck when she gets here in July. So there you go. We've done the legal thing. It's announced. And now turn around and look up there. Yeah, they're going to do the prelude for us.
Thank you.
This is the fifth Sunday of the month, so it's our music Sunday. The choir has several people out of town. So when we get into these hymns, we expect you and the audience to get with it and help us.
That's right.
Will you please stand for the opening words? Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary.
Praise God in his mighty firmament.
Praise God for his mighty deeds.
Praise God for his exceeding greatness.
Praise God with trumpet sound.
Praise God with lute and harp.
Praise God with the tambourine and dance.
Praise God with strings and pipe.
Praise God with sounding cymbals.
Praise God with loud clashing cymbals.
Let everything that breathes praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Remain standing for our opening hymn.
Okay, the first three hymns are the hymns that we picked out for a call to worship. So you are all singing our call to worship this morning. The first verse of each one of these hymns.
Judy, I'm sorry, I don't have those page numbers. We can do that. I apologize. Okay, found it, 89.
Okay. Seated.
Okay, we have some prayer needs to be shared this morning, and the first one is from Bonnie, and she asks for prayers for MT Daughtry, who is starting chemo and radiation Tuesday for lung cancer. So for MT Daughtry, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. And our theme this morning is definitely cancer. In addition to MT, we have Jim Jackson, who had a cancerous colon tumor removed this week. Judy Hadfield will be go to the surgeon in Las Cruces to get scheduled for a double mastectomy on Wednesday. It'll be scheduled later, but she's going to the surgeon on Wednesday. And then Tommy Vaughn is with us this morning, sitting right behind Charlene. And he's going to have cancer surgery that's very extensive, removal of a lot of pieces of his internal organs on May 14th. So I'm just pretty mad at that whole cancer thing. So would you join me right now in prayer for these as we intercede for these who amongst us who are definitely suffering, and just come against that word cancer. Holy God, on behalf of Judy and Tommy and Jim and MT, we come this morning begging your intercession and your interference with what is going on in their bodies. Lord, make this be something where you're glorified and where each person knows your presence in their lives and that they are comforted in knowing that you are present. And God, wake all the rest of us up to be your hands and feet of love and presence to each of these people as they wrestle with this disease. We love each of them, Lord, and we love you. And we just ask you to help. Be pleased, O Lord, to deliver us. Make haste to help. And now, God, we turn our prayerful spirits to our own needs. Each person here today comes with something on their heart. And so now we are coming before you with those things. We pray for our church in transition as the church turns toward leadership of a new pastor. And today, Lord, we pray for Pastor Francis as she prepares to come here. And Holy God, we pray for our country. We pray for the peace process in the Koreas. We pray for the illness in our own country of racism. Wake us up, God. Help us to be loving presence to all of our neighbors. And God, today as we praise you through music, we just want you to feel blessed. We want you to know that we love you through the language of music. And now, God, as we continue in our worship, we pray that you'll be glorified and loved and praised with all that we do. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Everything that is done in today's service is done by request by one of you. So the song I'm singing today is a request by, you probably know who it's from. But he said it's one of his favorites. So I'm singing this as a request from my husband, Glenn. Just common flesh and bone, but I'll prove someday just what I say. I'm of a special kind. When he was on the cross, I was on the thorns were on his head.
blood was on his scarlet robe, stained a crimson red. Those eyes were on the crowd that day. He looked ahead.
Judy shared with me a book that is an awesome book. It's called A Song to Sing, A Life to Live, and it's written by Don Salyers and Emily Salyers. And one of the parts in it hit home for me, and I wanted to share it with you today. It's called Communities of Song, Communities of Hope. How does music help us grow up and out of narrow ways of being who we are or who society assigns us to be? When talking about her high school and teenage years, Emily said, "I remember how lonely my social experience was. Music was a kind of home, a place of safety. Almost everyone involved in the choir was on the fringe of popularity. There was so much peer pressure to be in. The popular clique set the tone for many of us. Chorus was one place where I fit in. In singing together, we gained a special identity. We were joined together in musical self-expression. Working for excellence was appreciated rather than put down by popular opinion. When the bell rang for the music period to begin, it was like a bell of freedom for me, a release from the classroom and hallway encounters I dreaded. I was walking into a room where we would join together to do something beautiful that took us out of our teenage self-consciousness. We express our own artistic eccentricities too, but I grew more in chorus than anywhere else, because the sound and language took me beyond myself to a truer self. I became part of something much larger than my isolated self." And it spoke to me because that's where I was at. I didn't fit in with any clique, any crowd, any anything. And when I started singing, it made all the difference. And I've sung in a choir since I was 9. And I am just pleased to be part of your congregation and to be part of what I do here today. So now you can come and sing in the choir.
Ushers, please step forward. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we welcome this time and the service when we bring to you our tithes and offerings. May we give generously, and may we use this money as a tool to work for this church and glorify your kingdom. We ask you in your holy name. Amen.
Invite the children to come down for time with Miss Marty.
Well, For example, suppose I said to you, I'm going to take these two paper clips right here. Sure. I'm going to take these two paper clips that I have here, and while not touching the paper clips, I'm going to hook them together. Okay? Would you believe that I could do that while not touching them? Well, I'm going to fold this dollar bill in three pieces. I'm going to put one paper clip here, and then I'm going to fold the other thing over, and I'm going to put one paper clip here. Oops, and then you guys are probably going to have to pick them up because, okay, so they're not together, right? You see them? They're completely apart. All right, I didn't hook them together. No cheating. So, now I'm going to pull this dollar apart like this. Pick them up and tell them what happened. They're hooked together. Yeah. So I only touched the dollar. I didn't touch the paper clips. And they were together, right? I'm going to give you this dollar and these paper clips, and I'll teach you how to do it. It's not really. It's just you have to see it to believe it, right? Well, it's cool. But on the evening of not too long after Jesus was crucified, his disciples were together in the locked room. They were afraid that those who had crucified Jesus would always want to put them to death. Suddenly, Jesus appeared there in the locked room with his disciples. It was hard to believe. But they saw him, and Jesus showed them his wounds and his hands and his sides, so they knew it was him. One of the disciples, whose name was Thomas, was not with the others when Jesus appeared to them. When they told Thomas that they had seen Jesus, he did not believe them. He had seen him crucified and buried. How could he be alive? Thomas said, unless I see the wound in his side and put my finger in the holes where the nails were in his hands, I will not believe it. A week later, the disciples were in the locked room again, and this time, Thomas was with them. Again, Jesus came and stood among the disciples. Jesus said to Thomas, put your fingers here, see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe. Thomas fell on his knees and answered Jesus, my Lord and my God. Jesus said to him, because you have seen me, you have believed. But blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe. You and I have never seen Jesus with our own eyes, right? No? Do you feel it in your heart? The question is, will we be a doubter? Or will we be one of those who Jesus said were blessed because they believe even though they have not seen? Dear Father, help us to believe in our heart the truths we find in your holy word, even though we have not seen them with our eyes. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You know something else he said? He says we should have the faith of a little child. So, since it's Psalm Sunday, we'll sing a cappella. I'll try not to sing too close to the mic. We're going to sing Jesus Loves Me. So you ready? Everybody?
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me.
this next group of songs are songs that you requested through your last Sunday before, while I was gone. So Karen emailed them to me, and we picked out some songs to do. However, we may have time later in the service for you to call out some of your favorite ones. So we'll start with this morning, In the Garden, on page 314. We'll sing verses 1 and 3. When I first came to Alamogordo, I sang for the funeral home in Alamogordo, and this song is the most requested song that I have ever done for a service. And it's special. The words are so special to everyone who is hurting. The Old Rugged Cross is on page 504. No, we're doing verses 1 and 4. Next one is Rock of Ages, and you'll find it on page 361. We'll sing verses 1 and 3. Rock of Ages, clap for me.
Song is What a Friend We Have in Jesus, 526. Sing verses 1 and 2. Amazing Grace, 378. This was the most requested song on that list. We sing verses 1, 2, and 6. Special treat for you. Rudy is a old member of our church. They moved to Alamogordo, so I've been attending another church and we miss them a lot. But Esther felt like we needed to have them back up here for this special day.
And they agreed to do that, and we're pleased to have Rudy. He's been doing some music all over Alamogordo and many other places. And so he's kind of semi-professional. So he now has to live up to that, right?
Yeah, semi-crazy.
Thank you, Rudy.
Thank you. Thanks, Julie, for the invite. Yeah, if you're friends with me on Facebook, you know that I claim to be New Mexico's favorite Texas songwriter. And actually, today I'm gonna play a song that I wrote. It's one of the only praise songs that I've been able to have the inspiration to come up with. It's called Roll Away the Stone. And I don't know about y'all, Lance, Leorla, Debbie, but my heart broke as I watched somebody else's little girls come up here and light those candles earlier, and I'm still not over it. Roll away the stone. Here we go. As soon as I learn how to play it. One more time. Here we go. As I struggle through this world here on my own, and I try to lead my family and my home, I'm reaching out so you can take my hand, help me learn so I will understand that calling on your name will set me from the snares I've sprung that have a hold on me. In quiet times with you and me alone, you'll be there to roll away the stone. Because you died there on that timber and rose there in that room, call the whole world to remember to cast their eyes on you. Because you chose to walk among us and claimed us for your own, with a promise that you'll roll away the stone. I know that when I stumble and I blood you've shed has conquered over all. With outstretched arms you've set this captive free and gave me life by dying on that tree. Now even if I turn your gift away or seek the world and lead myself astray, I try to hide the secrets that you know, you'll be there to roll away the stone. Because you died there on that timber and rose there in that tomb, and called the whole world to remember to cast their eyes on you. Because you chose to walk among us and claimed us for your own, the promise that you'll roll away the stone.
Thank you, Rudy.
He wrote that.
Huh?
He wrote that.
Uh-huh.
Yes, he did.
Wonderful. Beautiful. Okay, some of our other favorite hymns are in this next group. Lord, You Have Come to the Lakeshore, which is Pastor Judy's favorite. Page 344. We'll sing both verses. No, it's correct.
Lord, You have come.
page 377, It Is Well With My Soul. And we'll sing verses 1 and 4. Favorite that you picked out was How Great Thou Art, and we'll sing verses 1 and 4, page 77. Page 144, This Is My Father's World. And we'll sing verses 1 and 3.
This is my father's world.
To God be the glory.
This next song is on a growing list of songs that I wish I wrote. And I play it sometimes in events like this, you know, like I mentioned before, watching these little girls come up and light those candles, when I'm trying to reconcile, you know, what's happened for us in the past and what we've got to look forward to in the future, and know that some chapters in life just have to come to a close. Isn't that right, Judy? Yeah. Anyhow, this song is called Flies on the Butter. An old tin roof, leaves in the gutter, a hole in the screen door as big as your fist, and flies on the butter. Mama baking sugar cookies, we were watching cartoons, heard her holler from the kitchen, which one of you young'uns wants to lick the spoon? Yellow jackets on the watermelon, honeysuckle in the air, daddy turning on the sprinkler, us kids running through it in our underwear. Old dog napping on the front porch, his ear just a twitching. I fell asleep in granddaddy's lap to the sound of his pocket watch ticking. Whoa. Whoa, it doesn't seem like it was all that long ago. Whoa, whoa, you can dream about it every now and then, but but you can't go home again. Me and my best friend Billy set up a backyard camp, stole one of Mama's mason jars, put a hole in the lid and made a firefly lamp. Me and Jenny Monroe, we sneaked down to the river, and I'm still haunted by the taste of that first kiss I was too scared to give her. Whoa, whoa, it doesn't seem like it was all that long ago. Whoa, whoa, you can dream about it every now and then, but you can't go home. There's a blacktop road, faded yellow center line. It can take you back to a place, but it can't take you back in time. To an old tin roof with leaves in the gutter, a hole in the screen door as big as your fist and flies on the butter. Whoa, whoa, it doesn't seem like it was all that long ago. Whoa, whoa, you can dream about it every now and then, but you can't go home again.
Our closing hymn is in your Faith We Sing book, page 2223. They'll know we are Christians by our love, and we'll sing verses 1 and 4. Please stand as we sing together.
Christians by our love. Someone wants to know about that love, so go out this week and be those love vessels of God in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.